All right, so now let's come to the new car itself. Grand Prix design is an evolutionary process. Engineers and technicians are learning all the time. In fact, there's never a point where one rules off and says, okay, that's it, we've accumulated all the knowledge we can, so now let's go ahead and build the car. Any Formula One car really design represents a snapshot of the technology acquired at a specific moment in time. With the Jaguar R2, there were two additional challenges to be addressed apart from the regular business of producing a new car. We believe the new R2 will offer enhanced performance and reliability over its predecessor. For 2001, there are new aerodynamic changes involving the front wing position. This is an absolutely crucial area which dictates the airflow over the whole car. There is also a reduction in the number of wing elements that are permitted at the rear. Secondly, our design team has had to concentrate on fulfilling the exacting new chassis structural requirements. This involves a significant load increase in the roll hoop behind the driver and also in the side impact structure. In addition, there are tough chassis penetration regulations for the new season and some dimensional changes to the car as well. With all these new factors in mind, the Jaguar R2 can be seen as very much an evolutionary version of last year's car, reflecting a rather more cohesive and integrated approach to its engineering detail. I think that Steve Nichols, John Russell, and Mark Hanford, together with their engineering colleagues back at base, would also acknowledge the excellent job that has been done by Nick Hayes and his team at Cosworth Racing in readying the new CR3 V10 for testing prior to Christmas. This was well ahead of the normal schedule. Indeed, the first CR3 engine was running on the dyno as early as October 15th. That was an extremely impressive effort, which I am certain will pay dividends further down the road as we prepare for the first race of the season. The Jaguar R2 now has a 7-speed gearbox rather than last year's 6-speed unit. This offers the advantage that the engine is operating at higher RPMs for a larger percentage of the time. Its rear suspension is very different from last year's car. We hope it will make a contribution to enhanced drivability. It also features cast titanium uprights for the first time. The car's front suspension is broadly the same as last year, although it incorporates many significant detail changes. As regards the entire aero package of the Jaguar R2, an enormous amount of effort has been expended by Darren Davies, who spearheaded much of the effort in this area and continues to work alongside Mark Hanford, head of aerodynamics. Much work has focused on attempting to improve the integration of the aero package as well as addressing a specific issue on the Jaguar R1, namely its rear-end instability under very hard braking. We believe that we have made significant progress in this area. I hope you'll take the opportunity today to take a close look at the Jaguar R2. All the key technical personnel are present here today, so feel free to circulate and ask as many questions as you like about the car, which we hope will enable Jaguar Racing to shift up a gear in terms of performance and reliability during the coming season. To end on a very personal note, I also hope that you will be able to drop into the Jaguar Racing motorhome this season to have a chat about our progress and maybe have a bite to eat or even a drink. Please come in and make it your base. You are always welcome. But for now, you've heard enough from me. So here's another noise that we all know and love.